Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Liquid 5 is an artist, producer, DJ and songwriter from Germany who aims to establish dance music and electronic music internationally. He has now produced and released over 100 songs and has collaborated with many international artists such as Tom Novi, Joe Killington, Karsten and made a song with Andrew Donalds, the famous voice of Enigma. His songs regularly end up in the German and international dance charts. Songs like No Sugar, Thinking About You and Both Sides of My Heart were internationally successful on radio. Many new songs and collaborations are in the starting blocks for the future and are just waiting to be brought into the world. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Liquid 5.
Where in the world are you and how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm sitting right now in Germany. I'm sitting in my studio and I'm happy to be here and to make this podcast with you. I'm a little bit nervous because my English is not so good, but I will try and give my best.
No, listen, don't stress. It's not about having the correct words. It's just about hearing your story. That's what it's all about, just hearing your story. And if there are a couple of German words in, we'll just get the listeners to Google it. There we go.
Okay.
We'll say to the guys, listen, this is the German word. Here's some homework. Go do Google Translate. So don't stress about that. My name is actually German. Barrett Edelstein is actually a German name. So Barrett is a strong bear and Edelstein is a precious stone. I don't know German, Edelstein. But my name's German.
Yeah, Edelstein is a real German name. That's correct.
Yes. So where does the name, how is the name Liquid 5 chosen? Where does it come from?
With the name Liquid 5, it's quite simple. I founded a band in 2011, 2010, and with five musicians. And I wanted a name with the number 5 in it. And so somehow I came up with the name Liquid 5 and called it my band. So, in the band I was the drummer and later woke up with the band in 2015. And continuing then in 2016 to 2017 as a solo project, as a producer, songwriter on my own until today.
So what was so special about the number 5?
It was special because I wanted to have, because we were 5 musicians.
Okay, I understand, yes.
Okay, understand. And the singer and the guitarist and I was the drummer and the keyboarder. Yes, yes. And I wanted to have the number 5 in the name. And then I searched in the internet and then I came up and then I Liquid 5 is a good name. And then I took it.
Okay. Okay. So you referenced that you're in the band with the musicians and then you went solo, but now let's rewind even before that. So at what age, whether it was as a child or a teenager, did you think, cool, I'm creative. I want to be creative. I want to be in the music process. And how did that journey progress?
It was not so easy because my journey progressed very late. I think at an age of 20, 23, 24, because before I always wanted to be a professional soccer player. And my father was a musician, a guitarist. He was a great guitarist, and he sent me to school to learn piano, to learn play piano, keyboard, and drumming. And but I don't want to make it because I was every day outside on the field and play football with my friends and then in teams. And then when I was 21, I had an injury with my knees. And then my career as a football player ends, and so I stop my dream go up in And I don't know what to do. And I founded then a company, IT company, something like Amazon in Germany, one of the biggest online stores in Germany. And then it took years. And then one of my employees in the company, he was a guitarist. And then he came up to me and said, "Hey, can we make music? Because I heard that you are playing drums." And I said, "Okay, let's give it a try." And then we start to go to a room in my company. And then I bought a guitar for him, a flamenco guitar, because he was from Spain. And I bought a new drum kit for me, and then we start playing. And then we wrote the first song in a German language, and so it begins. And this was the beginning of the music. And then when I started, then my father dies, and this was a very important life milestone in my life, because as my father died, so I begin making music. And
Shame.
Before. And as he lives, I don't want to make it. And I think that now he would be very happy for me. Proud, oh yes, proud.
Yes,
proud,
right.
proud
oh,
of
yeah,
me.
Lovely.
Yes.
Shame, sorry about that. Condolences. I know it was a while ago, but just condolences for that loss. A couple of questions. Are you still involved in that IT company at all or not at all?
What do you mean we're not involved?
You said it was your company. So now that you're focusing on the
music.
No,
I sold the company before Corona, half a year before Corona.
Oh, okay.
To another big German company. And so I think this was the best decision in my life.
And now, obviously, since you've been doing the music, you're in the band, you're now a solo project. Has it now become a passion? Because you referenced before while you were doing soccer, it wasn't really a passion. But now, is it a passion?
Yes,
it's
a big passion now. I wake up, I go to the gym, and then I go to the studio all the day, and then I came home at the evening, and I'm happy to make music, and I think that's the best thing that could happen to me. And I live my dream now, because I can make what I want. I can make music, and I believe in me. I believe in my project. I believe in what I'm doing, and I think this is the best thing that could happen to me. Yes, of course.
Well, I mean, you have to have belief, because if you don't have any belief in yourself, no one will have belief in you. So that old adage of, you know, if you don't love yourself, no one will love you. If you don't believe in yourself,
yes.
No, you know, that whole same concept. So I like that. You were in the band for a number of years. I think you said from 2010 to 11 to 2015.
40, yeah, to 40, I would think, to 40, 4 years, yes.
Four years. Okay, and what type of music did you play in the band?
We started with one or two German songs, pop German songs.
Okay.
And yes, and then we saw that it was not so successful, and my vision was to make a dance pop song in English.
Okay.
And then we make a turn, and then we wrote songs in English, and started with I don't know what was the first song, but I think it was The Other Side or something like that, because many songs of this are not live, are not on the internet anywhere, because I make some takedowns. They are only I think How You Feel is only one song that is there, two other songs, and all the other songs I make a takedown, because they don't fit to the type of music I'm making now.
Okay, so you mentioned you were doing sort of pop with the band. So what was the thing that allowed you to transition to make more dance orientated music? What was that switch in your mind? Obviously, you broke up with the band, you became solo. Was it from becoming solo that you switched from then? Or was it a gradual process to think, okay, I want to move more into the dance world?
The problem was that at some point, I made everything in a band. I wrote the songs, I produced the songs, and all this stuff. And I paid all the equipment. And at some point, I make a decision because for me, the singer was not good enough to make the next step. And it was hard for me to make this decision because I have to talk to the singer, to my singer. And yeah, it's like, yeah, it broke my heart because it was my vision to be successful with the band, with the members of it, with the guys, and the singer was a girl. And then I broke up with the band and started my solo career. But from 2050 to 2060, I think 1 or 2 years, I don't make anything in music because I was in a finding process. I wanted to see what are the steps, where I see me in the future, in which music genre. And then I think it was 2070, I released my first song. I think it was in September. It was Freedom. It was the first song of my solo career. And I released it, and it was a EDM main stage banger. And then I was with my kids, with my two sons on Ibiza, and my son said to me, "Hey, Daddy, they are playing your song here." And I don't realize it. I was so shocked because many big artists like Xander van Doorn and other supported me. And I thought, okay, it's not so bad what I'm making here. And then I started, and for me, from the point zero, I was also on a point to change the name because my name is Martin Maximilian. My show name is Martin Maximilian. But then I realized I had a lot of fans and a lot of followers on Instagram, on Facebook, on all on these platforms. And then I decided, okay, because it was my name, I decided to tick this plane, to let the name then go on with the name.
So before you heard yourself in Ibiza with your sons, did you think that, okay, I'm doing stuff, but you didn't realize how good it was? And once hearing it in Ibiza gave you the confidence to step up and say, cool, oh, actually, they're playing it here, means that it is quite great, so I can move forward. So was that the added nudge you needed by hearing it in Ibiza?
I don't know. I always believe in me because I work hard every day, and I think this is a process. This is a process to as a musician, you know, it is a process to go every day to the studio. It's my passion. I love it.
Okay.
And I think I had a lot of other songs ready in the pipeline. So for me, it was a good thing because I think, okay, it was the right decision to go and to make danceable music, EDM music, house dance music. And before with the band, I make more pop, middle of the road stuff.
Yes.
And it was more radio friendly with the band. And with my first song, it was my idea was to make songs for clubs, for festivals, danceable stuff that was not so radio friendly in the past, but now my songs are even more radio friendly. The new releases that I made in the past years and that will come up in the future, all attended on radio, are made for radio. There are of course edits or mixes for clubs, for festivals. The original versions are radio friendly because my focus is on radio, to making radio music.
Why did you allow the focus to become more radio friendly? What was the thing that made you do that?
Because in my opinion, there's a lot of dance music in the around the world. You know, when you know every day,
yes,
or every week, 50,000, 60,000 songs are coming to the people. And now with the AI stuff, everyone can generate songs and load it up. And I wanted to go to more quality, to better top lines, and then to reach a bigger audience.
This was
this was the target for me, not only to make a song for some niches, also for some small audience. I wanted to make music for a bigger audience, and this was why I made the decision to shift from songs with less vocals to songs right now with their full of vocals.
Yes. Okay, that makes completely sense, and I get it. I went, oh, AI, because I'm like this AI. But let's not go into that. Let's focus on the positive. So from 0 to 3 to 4 minutes in creating a song or producing a song, or when you're in the studio every day, what motivates it? Is it easy every time? Let's unpack your creative brain.
It's not easy every time, because you have good and bad days, yes. And sometimes you came to the studio and you are in a good mood, in a creative process, and everything is it's going fast and it's working fine. And then you have songs that you start, and then you will sit many hours or sometimes weeks in a studio, and you have no idea, and not a good idea, that you say, okay, this song is good enough that I can release it. But normally I start with a top line, because I work with many top liners in the world, and then when I get a good top line, then it's easier to me to make a backing for it, as if I make only an instrumental and then I said it to a top liner that must make then the right top line for it,
yeah.
The right lyrics that I love, or that I said, okay, I take it.
So for the listeners who do not know, what is a top line?
a top line is the ruling what is singing a song. This is a top line. It's the melody what the singers is the melody, and with the hook and with the verse, and it's the structure of the song and all this stuff.
So basically, it's sort of like shell of the song, which the overview of the song with the melody, the hook, and everything together, and then the other elements drop in under that. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Then you need the bass, and you need the kick, you need the synths, you need all the sounds that are there. Yeah.
That build it up further.
Yeah, they build it up for the lyrics, for the top line.
Got
yes.
it. Now, when you're creating your repertoire when you're performing, is it only your songs that you play? Do you do remixes of other artists' songs, or a balance of both? How do you choose what to play into your repertoire?
Actually, it is. When I started, I had not so much songs for my own, so I had to play songs from other artists.
Yeah.
But now it is so that when I play at festivals or in clubs, that I play, I would say, 50 to 60 or 70% my own stuff, my own songs, my own club edits and versions of it, because I make the music that my the audience is listening. I'm coming to the club because the audience is coming to the club because of me.
Yeah,
and why I should play songs from other artists?
Yeah.
When you have own songs, also for me it would not make sense
exactly
to do that. And so I play, I started to play, I think, 2022, as I played on Sonne, Mond und Sterne. This is a big festival in Germany, one of the biggest, when I played at the main stage. And after me played then the Chainsmokers. And this was a very, very important date for me. It was the first time that I played 60-70% my own songs. And it was a good experience, and now I build it up, and of course many new songs are coming for me. I have many new edits or remixes from other guys that are making from my songs, and then I like to play because it resonates very great with my crowd, with the crowd, and then I can see if they love my music that I make, and this is this is the best thing you can do when you're an artist, to play your own
Exactly.
songs.
So you said that 60 to 70% of it is your own music, and the balance
Yes.
is the rest. So how do you choose what else to play besides your own music? Is it what's trending at the moment? Artists that you may be friendly with? How do you choose the rest?
I'm very picky because when I play, I think a 90-minute set, and then I have, then I play, I think 30 or 45 songs between that in that range. Then I have my songs. I are set
Yeah.
because I start a little bit not so energetic. Now I start from a slowly now because I make a build up to the end.
Yes.
At the end. Hands up and fire up.
Yes. Yes.
And it is so that I choose I listen a lot of to a lot of music and then I choose I choose the music that I like that sounds to my that fits to my set. This is in the same style.
Oh, okay, yes.
This is in the same style. And when I play it outside on a festival or something like that, and I play more vocal heavily songs with more vocals with and then when I play in a club, then then I choose more deeper songs, more
Yes.
clubby songs, more songs that are better for the dance floor. For it depends on the crowd. It depends on the crowd when I play
Okay, I
or where
completely get that. And
where I
also, I
play.
suppose the venue, the crowd
Yes.
and the if it's a
Yes,
festival.
and event, yes, of course.
Okay. So now you've referenced this. So you played at festivals, you've played at clubs, you've obviously headlined your own sort of events.
Yes.
Obviously, you bring the same amount of energy into each show. But what is the difference between club, festival, and headlining?
For me, it is not a big difference. I think
Okay.
when I go as an artist on a stage, then I play. Yeah, then I try to resonate with the crowd, with the people. I look how they react to my songs. Sometimes, of course, I switch songs
Yes.
in my set. But okay. When you're in a club, then you have maybe 1,000 people or something like that. It's anything is smaller. You are. The crowd is near to you. They are about you, behind you. And when you are on a bigger stage, then you have place to the crowd. But the sets are for me, to playing the sets are for me the same.
Okay.
There's no difference for me to play on a bigger stage or on a smaller stage.
And so naturally you have to know how to read the energy of the room, how the music is, affecting the people. So
Yes.
understanding this energy, is this something that's always come easily to you, or it's something that you've had to build up over time?
I think I have to build it over time. I
Okay.
think it's a thing that I learned with time, and it's an experience. You never learned. You have I learn every
Okay.
day something new,
Exactly.
and I think this is a journey. Yeah, this is a journey, and I think that in some in the future I will think otherwise about it. But I think now. It's for me a journey, and I try to make the best of it.
Yeah, we all have to, because we all on a journey. A lot of people think, okay, well, there's a destination, but then they get there and they've learned to have to learn a whole bunch of other things. So I completely get
Yes.
that. So now, what's coming up? What's coming up for the rest of 2024?
Yeah, a lot of things. To release my next song, Sad Girl Summer Not Again, with the beautiful, amazing singer Victoria from Bulgaria on Warner Music Poland. She was a favorite for the Eurovision Song Contest in 2020 for the
Yes.
winning, but
Okay.
it was canceled because 2020 was the first year Eurovision Song Contest was canceled because of Corona.
Yes.
And then in the following year, in 2021, she was, I think, 10th or 11th for Bulgaria,
Okay.
and she won the Masked Singer in Eastern Europe several times, and something like that. Also, this is a very great song, and I think it could be the summer anthem. 2024. You can listen to it. I have a big collab with Madison and EV, two Dutch superstars. And then with Charming Horses from Germany, a new song, New Heights, will be released. There are coming a lot of new music, a lot of new stuff this year. And yeah, I'm curious what the people will think about my music, what will happen, and yeah, how the journey will go.
So I'm looking forward to hearing all this new music. But tell us, you also have this on SoundCloud, this radio station that you're going to be sort of playing music.
Under control radio.
Yes.
I have my own radio show.
Yes.
Start on June 21st, on 21st of June.
Okay.
I started my own radio show, the Liquid 5 Under Control radio show. It's it's my own radio show who's coming up bi-weekly worldwide, and there I play my latest songs, my latest edits, and the news, the new freshest songs I pick from the house genre, from the dance genre,
mm-hmm.
And so on. Also, this is I started now. This was I had this plan a lot time ago, but now I started it, and I love it.
So it's every 2 weeks it comes out. And where can people
yes.
find it? You said it's on radio stations worldwide. So what does that mean? Where do they actually drop in?
Also,
and
I'm pitching it over, I'm plugging it over Syndicast from London. Is a company that they are plugging the radios, my radio show and radio shows from other big artists to all the radio stations worldwide.
Okay.
And then they can take my radio show and play it. Also, about 10 radio stations worldwide are playing my show.
Yeah.
And I hope that in the future there will be more. They will pick my show, and so you can after 1 week, because the radio shows have the exclusive right for the first 7 days to play it in the radio, and then after 7 days, you can find the radio show on my SoundCloud channel, or even on my Mixcloud channel.
Okay.
And then you can listen to it. You can listen every episode for free, or on your favorite radio station when it picks my radio
yes.
show and plays it.
Well, I mean, 10, I think 10 radio stations, you just started. That's fantastic. Let's get it to 100 and then 1,000. So let's just put it out there. So
yeah,
just
my target is 100 in 6 months, but we will see what happens.
Yeah. Well, I think that's doable. I love this game. I know if I had to ask you this question, in 5 minutes, 50 years, 5 hours, I know your answer will be different every time, simply because there are millions of them. I understand that and I recognize that. I'm not saying favorite, I'm saying top of mind. If you
okay.
had to push play to five songs by other
okay.
artists once you finish this conversation, what would those five songs be and by whom?
It's not an easy question, because I love music from different genres. I
yeah.
love classic music. I love music from Queen. I love Freddie Mercury. I love music from ABBA and all the other musicians. But actually, I think I would play Paris from the Chainsmokers.
Mm-hmm.
I think Inner Bloom from Rufus the Soul, because it's one of my favorite songs ever alive. I love this song, and I made a own edit, an Under Control edit. You can listen to it on my SoundCloud channel. If you are interested in it, then go to my SoundCloud channel and listen to Inner Bloom, to my Under Control edit.
Okay.
From this song. Then I think Mbaki from Zerp.
Okay.
From Zerp.
Yep.
Okay. Then I think from Disclosure, You and Me in the Flume remix. It's
okay.
One of my favorite ones. I also play sometimes in festivals. The song is in my set.
Okay.
And I think, last but not least, what I like now, it's from One Republic, Medusa and Leonie, the current official Euro Soccer 2024 anthem from the Euro Soccer.
Okay. Nice
Now
mix.
in Germany is now the soccer.
Yes.
You were 2024, and Fire is the name of the song,
Okay.
and I like it a lot. It's sung by the from by One Republic, by the singer from One Republic, and yeah, he,
Ryan Tedder,
everybody,
yeah.
yes, he has a wonderful voice,
Yeah,
and
it's fantastic.
I like the song a lot. Yes.
Yes. So putting it out there
Please
that you'll
do
be
my
collaborating with him soon as well.
Well, maybe.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. So the podcast is listened to throughout the world. As a final message, what would you like to say?
Yes, thank you for listening and tuning in. I'm Martin Maximilian, aka Liquid 5. Follow me everywhere across the globe, on my on Spotify, on SoundCloud, Apple Music, and all other music platforms. Also follow me on Insta, Facebook, Twitter. Subscribe to my videos on my YouTube channel, especially for my current release and my new release, Sad Girl Summer, Not Again, with the wonderful Victoria. Yeah, listen to my Under Control radio show
Yes.
weekly on radio stations around the globe. And I can say to the yeah and what I would say to everybody who's listening to Celeb Savant, thank you for supporting me and other artists around the globe. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in today, and yeah, go and listen to my music. Yeah, I hope you enjoy this, and blessing to everybody. Thank you. Thank you to South Africa.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.